I knew we picked the right room to set up in because the food is being brought out and it looks mighty tasty. Here in the back room, in amongst the battles to upload content and interviews, I've bumped into Josh Rushell. Josh Rushell? Shall I say that without my James Bond accent? Josh Rushell, who's the founder and strategist of Metranet, Metranet.co.uk. Is that enough of a plug?
That'll do fine. Yeah, and my name is a bit of a mouthful. It's true.
I know. It's almost a tongue-tie thing. One of those, I can't speak today anyway, so your name has just come at the right time. Tell me a little bit about what you guys have been doing.
Okay, so Metranet started back in 2003 as a free Wi-Fi service where we would give away Wi-Fi in venues and they would be sponsored by those venues. Kind of around the same time as things like Fon and T-Mobile were starting to do that thing as well. We realised very quickly that didn't scale very well, so we wanted to do something bigger and faster. And it was about a year later we were doing the first WiMAX networks in the UK.
WiMAX is something I'm quite interested in because near where I live in Milton Keynes, they are trialling WiMAX. I think I'm just out of range. I'm about 7 miles away from Milton Keynes, but I don't know. Somebody told me you might be able to get it if you stand on your roof. What's the range of WiMAX?
That's kind of true. Currently, WiMAX generally is line of sight, so you literally have to be able to see one mast from where you are. Theoretical distances are anything up to 70 kilometres, but in realistic terms, kind of city-wide networks is more appropriate with what's available at the moment.
Right? Now, is it true to say that you are enabling the whole of Brighton with WiMAX? How many nodes?
So currently, we have Brighton and Reading. Brighton we did about 3.5-4 years ago, so it's quite an early implementation. And we have 3 or 4 nodes there. We have other customer nodes, of course, as well, and some of them do share that on. So we do things for the university and the local council, so we connect the universities that are outside of town to dormitories inside town. So effectively putting students on the same networks very, very fast.
What kind of bandwidth do these places like, Brighton and Reading have, for example?
Brighton has roughly 20 megabit connections to our customers. That's both directions at the same time, no contention.
Symmetrical.
Yeah.
Symmetrical.
Contention of 1-to-1 as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So it really is about, you know, putting them on the same network. And that's kind of a technology demonstration for us. I mean, that doesn't necessarily scale up to hundreds of thousands of users. Then you need more nodes and a bigger backhaul as well.
Now, so. I once at an Amplified event said, wouldn't it be great if we could WiMAX mesh network the steeples of all of our villages, because they to a certain extent could well be in line of sight, especially some of the more rural areas. You're only about, you know, 1 or 2 miles away from the next church, and then we could do away totally surely with using the underground infrastructure. I don't know, you'd have to pop down in the ground at some point to pick up the fiber. But somebody said you can't mesh network WiMAX. Is this still true?
Not exactly. I mean, these technologies, these specific parts of it are still being developed. So you have, you know, problems of interference, problems of roaming, handover from one node to another, and meshing as well. These are all still being developed and will largely depend on which standards are eventually adopted en masse. So these are all things that are possible, might not be possible with your particular network. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that WiMAX serves as a very good solution to that last mile problem, and is, you know, largely cost-effective compared to digging up the roads and laying fibre. Mm. In fact, some of the stuff we've done with local councils is just to reduce their costs. Technologically, it's doing the same stuff as they did before.
Wow, but they're not having to dig up the roads.
Saving them loads of money every year. So it becomes very cost-effective, yeah.
How powerful is the WiMAX signal? Do people need to worry about their cattle getting sterilised or you getting a headache sat next to an antenna?
Again, I know I keep saying this, but it does depend on which standards. Some is less than Wi-Fi, some is a bit more powerful. Depends on exactly how far you're trying to go with that and whether it's omnidirectional or not.
Right.
There's also mobile WiMAX as well, which kind of is better for built-up areas because it bounces around buildings, that sort of stuff, so you'd be able to literally walk down the street. And that uses, again, slightly different amounts of power,
right,
and it will largely depend on how much, on which standards are adopted. Yeah, but
I guess it's early, it's still being tested. Or
yeah, I mean, if you really knew how many radio waves are bouncing around right now, you'd be
I'd probably just go and run away to an island, which is still being bombarded with shortwave. Yeah. Not that's been affecting us over the past 50-100 years, however long it's been going on for. So finally, should you be going out and finding a device, a laptop, which is equipped with WiMAX, is it a bit of a Russian roulette here? Do you know what kind of frequency it's going to be operating on? Is there something we should look out for?
In terms of an actual particular device, not that I can actually tell you. No, I know that Samsung, Nokia, people like that are coming out with them. In the States, you know, Sprint are using devices that have been built for them. You can get effectively USB dongles that are specifically for a network, basically because they have chosen to use a particular frequency. Different frequencies are available in different countries, that sort of thing. So having a single device is quite tricky at the moment. But it's getting closer to, you know, everyone agreeing on which one to use.
So when it came to looking at whether VHS or Betamax was going to win, we had to look at the porn industry. When it came to looking at whether Blu-ray or your HD DVD was going to win, we had to look at, I believe, Sony and the PlayStation, or at least the gaming world.
But the internet won out on that one.
Yeah. So what do you think? Who do we need to look at when it comes to WiMAX?
I think it's very true, and I'm starting to believe this more and more, that actually business is what changes the technology that's adopted. The porn industry obviously, you know, has affected lots of industries, the internet being one, and it's one we don't talk about very much, but it's only second to advertising revenue, right?
So if porn starts using a certain type of WiMAX, that's the one we probably should be adopting. Are you actually suggesting that we need to study what the porn industry is doing?
On a whole, yes, absolutely, we should. And I think people really don't talk about it enough. In terms of WiMAX, well, I can think of some examples of where you might need that. Not that I'm going to necessarily provide those services.
maybe offline in a moment.
I think what's interesting, though, is that actually what ends up being the catalyst for a technology being adopted is not necessarily within the control of the company providing it. And that has to be something we're all open to. We didn't know necessarily the angle we would have to take to get our networks built. We are getting our networks built and it's going really well, but it's not what we thought it would be, and as a side effect we'll be able to provide the things we wanted to. So you kind of have to just go with the flow, I suppose, in a way, but make sure that you see the end game of what you're doing as well.
So. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Josh. Josh R on Twitter. If you're not following him and you have any questions, follow him and ask away. And I guess we're going to go back in and see what's happening, or check out the live stream, or just loiter in time for lunch. Anything you're looking forward to this afternoon?
You know what, the schedule, as Lloyd Davis said, is a bit whatever, but there's lots of interesting people here, so I'm hoping to...
Good conversations in the corridors as ever.
Corridors and parties, absolutely.
Excellent, thank you very much.
Cheers.